The British Prime Minister and Buckingham Palace are discussing some changes to the law. Royal women would get equal succession rights, and an heir to the throne would be able to marry a Catholic. But as Vicky Barker reports from London, the move is stalled in Parliament.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth is queen today only because she had no brothers and because her Greek Orthodox husband, Prince Philip, was willing to convert to the Church of England before marrying her. The 1701 Act of Settlement still forbids any heir to the British throne who marries a Catholic to become monarch. On Friday, Evan Harris, a lawmaker for the Liberal Democrat Party, introduced a bill to overturn what he argued has become an embarrassing, discriminatory anachronism.
It's a welcome opportunity to debate what I think most people, if not every right-thinking person, would consider to be outrageous discrimination in our Constitution against Roman Catholics and equally unfair treatment of women.
And yet, despite polls showing 80% of Britons support reform, and despite agreeing in principle that the laws of succession should be changed, Gordon Brown's government did not back Harris's motion. Without the support of the Labour majority, the measure was doomed. Brown apparently chose to sidestep a potential political and cultural quagmire. Undoing the Act of Settlement would mean untangling 300 years of constitutional law and peeling away at some lingering public prejudices. The fact is, the modern British state was founded in religious schism. Ever since Henry VIII rejected papal authority and declared himself the rightful head of the church in England, Anglicanism has been the country's official religion and the British monarch its titular leader. Britons still burn the Catholic revolutionary Guy Fawkes in effigy every November 5th, and at least one English town still burns an effigy of the Pope. Tony Blair himself waited until after he left No. 10 Downing Street to convert to the Catholic faith of his wife and children. Britain has never had a Roman Catholic prime minister. Then why did Gordon Brown even bother to say he discussed the issue with Buckingham Palace? Henry Bellingham, a lawmaker for the opposition Conservative Party, said, "Look no further than recent headlines deploring Brown's attempts to turn around the British and the global economy."
I would suggest, Mr. Speaker, that some spotty, swivel-eyed spin doctor, number 10, has come up with a brainwave to find some diversionary headlines.
Those who favor a gender and religion-neutral royal succession want to see the question resolved before Prince William himself marries and fathers his first child. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
This is NPR News.